Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Blog Talk Radio, the E-Power Coach Radio Show. Well, this is your host, LaLisa J. Williams, coming to you live from Newark, New Jersey. Yes, we are recording this morning live on location right here in the great city of Newark, New Jersey. Well, this is a coaching show, so we're here to bring you topics that will help you press forward to your success. As a coach, we believe that we are sent here to encourage you, to motivate you, to enlighten you, and just to help you become a success. Well, one of the things that can hinder many people from becoming successful is the subject of this show on today. And not only can it hinder people from becoming a success, but it can drain people of the very necessities that they need in order to get done what they have set out to do, what they desire to do. And in some previous shows, we have talked about overcoming the fear of success. Well, our topic for the show today is something that can lead to a person also having a fear of success. I mean, this is a very serious issue, yet very common. However, there is a solution. And so we're going to give you a few tips on the show today of how you can overcome this issue that will cause you to fail to be the success or to be all that you want to be. And now, the topic of our show today, because I know you, what is the topic? Well, the topic is how to get over negative people in the workplace. How to get over negative people in the workplace. And I want to just share some personal experiences with having been negative at points in my life and also having been around very negative people, and want to talk about what it can do to your self-esteem, what it can do to you physically, and what it can do to your energy level. And these things, energy level, self-esteem, just your own personal goals and dreams, these are the things that you are in need of. These are the things that are required of you if you're really going to become a success in life and at what you do. So let's talk for a minute about, well, let's kind of describe a negative person. So that you can, sometimes we don't even realize that we're around these individuals, and we oftentimes are not quite sure why we're not being a success. But today I want to shed some light on something that, like I said, I have experienced personally, and now it's up to you to kind of ascertain whether this has been your problem or not. Well, a negative person, as I'm describing it, would be people who are always complaining, people who are always whining about something. My sister used to say, if you're not going to get off the rusty nail, then stop complaining. You know, some people complain about things that they're involved in, people that they're involved in, or jobs that they hold. But yet, they won't leave the job, they won't leave the person, they won't stop doing the thing that they're doing. And so these people are complaining, and it can become an issue for you. Also, people who are very negative are also people who belittle other people. Always in your presence, they're always putting other people down. They really don't have anything positive to say. Everything has a pessimistic slant to it. They don't believe in success. So tell me, think about it. How can a person help you become successful? Because, you know, we need people to help us. How can they help you become successful if they don't even believe success is possible? In other words, their conversation goes something like this. You tell them, you know, I'm really thinking about going back to college. I've been wanting to get a college degree for a long time. You know, I love my work, but, you know, I just want that little something extra. I want to have something extra in my background so that, you know, who knows what the future will bring. I may, you know, my goals and dreams may change. And that person would be, oh, you shouldn't do that. I heard college is hard. you know, college, that's just a waste of time. You know, if you go to school, you're going to spend all that money, and in the end, you're not even going to find a better job. There are so many people with college degrees. They're not working in their field, and they're not working doing what their degree has taught them how to do. So that's kind of like what a negative person would sound like. It could be a similar situation where you could be describing, you could be wanting to purchase a home, and they would come up with something like, oh, nobody ever bought a home at your age, and you're too young to purchase a home if you're young. If you're older, they say, oh, you're too old. Why do you need a house? You might as well just live with someone, or you might as well just live in an apartment. And so that's very negative, because initially you may have been thinking something positive. When you own a house, you have a big write-off at tax time. And so I know, like for myself, I've been owning a home now for about 12 years, and boy, oh boy, what a serious write-off. So every year we have enough money left over from the write-off to do various things that we want to do. Taking a vacation for a week is not a problem for us, you know, to have money while we're there and enjoy the things that we enjoy. And some people, they would say, oh, you don't need a house because this, this, and that, right? So that's what a negative person could sound like. Now, you're probably wondering, okay, yes, people are negative, but I have to be with these people. Now, let's kind of talk about four categories of negative people. I've kind of summed up four categories of negative people. One is just basically other people, like your coworkers, your neighbors, college students, classmates, various people, just other people. They're negative. They're always frustrated, always complaining, always whining about things that didn't go their way. Then you have family members. And that's pretty tough. You have, it could be a spouse, it could be parents, it could be children, it could be close other family members, cousins, nieces, nephews, someone who is an aunt, an uncle, people who are very negative, that every time you talk about doing something successful, getting a college degree, purchasing a home, starting your own business, picking up some extracurriculum activity, learning how to play golf, learning how to dance, learning how to sing, learning how to play some musical instrument, producing your own music, producing your own album or CD, whatever it is you plan to do, they're always going to have a negative response to you and tell you why you can't do it, why you shouldn't do it, or try to put you down in some kind of way. Oh, you know, women with children, they don't do this, this, or that. You know, people who aren't married, they don't do this, this, or that. Single people, they don't do this, this, or that. So this is what you can often hear from these family members. And, you know, sometimes we take that to heart because we feel they know us. They've been knowing us probably for a long time. And sometimes we tend to listen to what they say and believe what they say. And once we begin to believe it for ourselves, then we run into what I consider the fourth category of persons. But let me talk about the third category, which is friends. And for some people, friends are family members. They're one and the same. Some people are very close. I have a sister. She's my blood sister, but we are really best, best, best. We are the bestest friends. And I love her, and she's only 2 years younger than I am. So we've been together for 50 years. 50 years. Our friendship has been strong for 50 long years. And we hung around when we were 4, 5, 8, 12, 17, 21. Now I'm in my 50s and she's just 50. We are still hanging around very close. It's amazing. And so it's wonderful to have your sister as your best friend. However, you see, we have to be very careful that our best friends are not these negative voices telling us what we can't do. Because remember, we want to be a success in our life and at work. At work, you want to be able to perform your job to the highest potential that you can. And sometimes when you have negative people at work, it can stunt your growth in terms of being promoted. Even if you hang around a lot of negative people at work, your superiors that have to recommend you for a promotion, your name may come up last. Because if you're hanging around a lot of negative people, you're probably not going to be in the best attitude yourself. So negative people are certainly something that we want to be able to overcome and to manage it. So let's look at these categories again. There's four categories. So far we've named three: other people, and this could be coworkers or neighbors or anyone, family members, cousins, aunts, spouses, children, nieces, nephews, what have you, siblings, okay, could be very negative, or it could be friends. A friend could be a very, very close friend, like the one I just described, or it could be somebody that you've met at work, or you've met in your recreation time, or you met while you were getting your education, you became friends, you saw that you had some similar things in common. Now, hopefully, one of the things that you didn't have in common with them is that they're negative and you're negative. Because in this case, a negative times a negative does not equal a positive. So the fourth category of negative people is self. And unfortunately, sometimes you are your own worst enemy. You tell yourself, you can't do that. You can't start that business. You can't go back to college. You can't get that GED. You dropped out of school too long ago. You're way too old. You can't purchase a house in this area. You know, African Americans don't live in this area. Hispanics, whatever the situation may be. You know, females, it's a hard thing if I try to start my own business. How can I start a business when I have to work every day? And so this is the problem. You have these four categories of people: other people, family members, friends, and self. Now, let me just talk about for just a second this whole power of positivity, because in reality, that's one of the chief weapons that we have against negativity. Is we have this positive thing that can work for us. Now, in math, a negative times a positive can still equal a negative. However, we have to overcome negativity. We have to overcome negativity with knowing that positiveness is stronger than negativity, because when you put two negatives, negative times a negative equals a positive. And so you have to overpower it with this multiplying factor. Like, you have to, when you get around negative people and they begin to speak negatively, at first we begin to feel somewhat defeated and fearful. But that's when we have to turn it around and begin to interject positivity. Because what happens a lot of times, negative people will drain us, of our energy. And again, I just want to welcome you to the show today. If you're tuned in, you might be listening via the internet, or you could be listening via your telephone. And we thank you so much for tuning in, or you'll tune in later to get the show. But we really want to help people to deal with negative people at work. Most of us cannot quit our jobs and get away from negative people. We can't, if we happen to be married to negative people, we can't just up and divorce them. If there are children, we can't just X them out, family members. And so we can't just avoid them. We don't want to live alone. So the best way I found to get over many things, whether it be fear and doubt and other things, is that we have to face it head on. We have to learn to manage and control it so that it doesn't control us. Because like I said, the biggest problem is that when we're drained of our energy, because negative people, you ever notice that when you get around negative people, and if you haven't noticed this, maybe you'll start noticing, you might feel drained when they leave. You feel drained. Sometimes you feel tired. You might have a headache. Or maybe you feel, you know, upset in the stomach. You may feel a little depressed. This is how you know, like, you were around a negative person. Like, you were feeling fine and okay before that person called you up or they came into your midst. That's how you know you're around negative people. So what in the world can we do in this case? We have to realize that being positive is a stronger force than being negative when you apply your positivity. When you take the energy that they're trying to drain of you and you push that energy back out. And so I'm going to give you 8 strategies for dealing with negative people. 8 strategies for dealing with negative people. So you might want to get a pen and paper so you can write these down. 8 strategies for dealing with negative people. So again, we have said that you cannot avoid them. They're in our lives for a reason. They're here on the earth. We can't just zap them away. But we can manage the situation because now we have a sphere of influence. And no, we cannot change other people. However, we can't change other people, but what we can do is we can manage the situation. So I'm going to give you 8 strategies for how to deal with negative people. The first strategy is don't take it personal. When they come with their negative comments, when they tell you that you'll never be nothing, when they suggest that you won't succeed at something because they didn't succeed at it or they don't want to succeed at it, so they'll say to you, you can't do that. Don't take it personal. Understand that this person may have something going on in their life, some pain, some hurt, some rejection that could have happened when they were a little child that they've never dealt with, that they've closed off in a closet. And the only way they know how to deal is to be negative because they're too afraid to deal with the situation. So don't take their negativity personal. That's the first strategy I want to share with you. Now the next strategy is try to detach from them as they are speaking. While they're speaking negative, begin to focus on your vacation. Begin to focus on something positive. Maybe think about a great time you had recently with someone. You know, think about, you know, your next promotion or the next fun thing that you're going to do. So strategy number 2 is to kind of detach from them right as they are speaking negative. Now, this third thing can really help you. And that's to try to read between the lines. Try to see, what is this person really saying? What do their words really mean? Why is this person sharing this with you? You know, sometimes it can show things in us that we need to change. And then the fourth strategy is that after they've told you how bad their life is, their job, their marriage, their children, their perspective, whatever they're complaining about or being negative about, after they've done all that, you can just simply ask them, now, why don't you share something positive? And sometimes that'll kind of shake them and get them to thinking that, yeah, all I do is talk negative. Maybe they're unaware, maybe it's subconscious that they're always speaking negatively. Now, 5, this is something else you can do, is to wear a smile and laugh a lot because smiling and laughing, laughter produces energy. Just try it, you know. Just begin to laugh and to smile. It just increases your energy level. Looking frown and looking mean and those things will drain you. And then if you get a negative person around you, now you're more drained. Well, no wonder you don't have energy to start that new project. No wonder you don't have energy to go to school and to work full time. I've been going to school full time and working full time since 1990. So for 19 years, and I'm still in school, so for 19 years I have worked full time and going to school. In 1990, I had a job, a full-time job, working 40 hours a week as a file clerk here in Springfield, New Jersey, making $4 and about 50 cents an hour. 3 years after being on that job, I started that job in 1987. By 1990, I was enrolled in a junior college working on an associate degree. Prior to working, I had nothing but a GED. I started working on my associate degree, taking about three classes that first semester. I had zero-level math. I had the zeroest level math course that they allow you to take in a college. And it's a remedial course, so it's pretty much like fractions. So here I was, 32 years old, taking a basic fractions division course. It was so funny, but not funny. It was funny, but not funny. But I did it. And I continued to go to school every semester, year after year, and work full time. So I went from that degree to another degree, and today I'm working on my PhD, almost finished. I'm about three-quarters of the way there, so I have about a quarter left, and I'll be done with the complete work of a PhD. All the while working, there was only a short period when I wasn't working a full-time job, though I was working full-time. I've always worked full-time, and even when I wasn't working full-time for some organization, I was working full-time in my own private business that I started. And I quit my job in 2004 just to get my own business established. But today I am working full-time, school full-time, teach, run my own business, and doing many things. Why? You know, people often ask me, well, Lisa, how do you get so much energy? You know, they know I do a lot of things. You have the radio show, you're in ministry in your church, you've written books, you're a self-published author, you're selling your books, you conduct and facilitate and produce seminars. Well, how do you get to do all these things? Well, because I don't hang around and I don't let negative people drain me. Okay, I continue to restore, renew, rejuvenate, and rebuild my energy so that even when negative people come around me, I have more than enough to give to them. So number five was to smile and to laugh. Number six in the eight strategies for dealing with the negative people, number six is to focus on your own energy. Yes, focus on your own energy. Know that you have this energy. Get up in the morning before you go to work. Meditate. Get your spirit quiet. Read your Bible. Do whatever you need to do to empower yourself. I get amazing strength from reading the Bible. I'm a believer. I'm a Christian. That's what I do. And I get this amazing strength. Sometimes I can read just one passage of scripture. Sometimes I read a whole chapter, or I might even read, in the mornings I don't often read a whole book, but certainly I'll read several chapters of a book. And, oh, my God, it's just amazing, the power source. Also, getting up in the morning and working out for 30 minutes, just 30 minutes in the morning, will give you incredible energy. So that when you go to work, you will be able to handle these individuals. So number six was focus on your own energy. Empower yourself. Keep your energy level really, really high. Number seven is to overpower them with your own positivity. And so constantly have a word to give back. So when they say, oh, you can't save that, you can't, you know, buy a house, you don't have enough money saved. Says, oh, I can't buy a house today, but I'll save money, and in 2 years I'll have my home. Or if they say, well, you know, you shouldn't get a new car because nobody's buying new cars right now. You simply say, well, I'm not like everybody else, in case you haven't noticed. I'm a little bit different. Sometimes you just have to let people know that you're different, because a lot of times negative people will hit you with what everyone else is doing or what everyone else can't do or won't do. But you got to let people know sometimes, you know, I'm a leader. You know, I'm the leader of the pack. I'm not like everybody else. I'm not a follower, per se, unless I'm following some very successful people. And then the last thing that you want to do in the eight strategies for dealing with negative people is to keep your thoughts positive. Again, through reading positive affirmations, you know, watch positive videos, listen to positive tapes and CDs. Try to get five people that you know are very positive and talk to them on a regular basis, because what happens then, you have this whole iron sharpening iron. So like with a knife, when you want to sharpen a knife, you don't sharpen a knife with paper. You sharpen it with another knife. So get somebody else that you know is strong in their faith and they're strong in their belief systems and what they believe in. They have a very optimistic outlook on life, a very positive mindset. So surround yourself with five of those individuals and speak to them every day, every day. So you're feeding each other. You're bouncing each other. You're bouncing stuff off of each other. Like, you can't wait to talk to them because you know they're going to tell you about all this positive stuff they're doing. And then you're going to share with them all the positive stuff you're doing. And all of that positivity operating will put a force shield around you, so that when you begin to get in the presence of negative people, whether they're at work, at home, whatever, even in our houses of worship, there are negative people. Negative people are not off limits to any location, so, or any venue. So what you can do is, when you have this force shield around you, even when negative people come into your midst, it's almost like they're mesmerized by your positivity. Like, you silence them. They can't even say anything. They're just like, oh, they want to say, but they're like, oh, I can't talk. You know, it's like they can't speak because, oh, my God, they don't know what hit them. And what hit them is your positivity, because it exudes from your body, from your spirit, from your thoughts. You know how it is when you get around people that, and they're like, ooh, I got a certain vibe. You know, you get a certain vibe from people. Well, just like a negative vibe goes out, a positive vibe will go out. And so constantly, and this can happen when you're constantly keeping your thoughts positive. Now, like right now, this period that we're in our economy, is a great time to demonstrate this positive mindset, putting forth your own energy, detaching from these people. There are a lot of people who are very negative about the economy. Oh, it's over. Oh, we're going to fail. It's this, it's that, it's that. And so what I do is I use these eight strategies. I detach from them. I don't take their negative comments personal. If they want to have gloom and doom about their job and the economy and who got laid off, you know, it's funny. People talk about other people getting laid off. Well, you didn't get laid off, and I don't see you out there trying to offer the laid off person help. So your comments are really null and void. So either you're out there trying to help them who are being laid off, or you're being laid off yourself, so, and you're trying to get help. But just to sit around and complain about the economy, I just don't have time for that. I'm way too busy, I'm sorry to say. I'm just way too busy. I have books to write. I have classes to teach. I have now about 5 or 6 streams of income. And you can't do that being negative, because I need to attract positive people to me. But if I give off negativity, I'm going to attract negativity. And if I keep hanging around negative people, eventually I'm like them, and I don't want to become like them, and I don't want you to become like them. And so if you are borderlining negativity, stop it. Get over it. Just give it up. If you really want to become a success in life, if you really want, and when I talk about becoming a success, I'm talking about being fully fulfilled. That's something I learned from Dr. Dennis Kimbrough, who I've been fortunate enough to have him at our Wealth Strategy Symposium 2 years. But you want to be positive. You want to be fully fulfilled in life. So we thank you for tuning in to the E-Power Coach Show. This has been a wonderful opportunity for me to network with you and to share some things that can help you to get that success that you deserve. You deserve to be at the top of your life. Well, we hope you tune in again next week. This has been Lalisa J. Williams, and we will have a show next week. We will talk about some more things that will enable you to become a success in life. Take care and have a powerful day.